Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Are you ready for diving into our third day of practice together? First 2 days we've been landing, finding our feet, getting our bearings, and we're launched. And we have the map of cultivation and insight. And one of the cultivations of many is the cultivation of samatha. And what is samatha? Samatha is the harmonization where our mind, our heart, and our body are all on the same page, unified, gathered, steady and flexible, robust and malleable, filled with attention. So this cultivation is not the whole of the path by any means, but it is a cultivation that will run all the way through this retreat as a kind of base note or an underground stream, as a touchstone that we will keep coming back to and feeding and nourishing. It develops over time. It is a program that will be up and running all the way through to deepen in. We will introduce, of course, many other tasks, ways of attending, programs, ways of looking. Many cultivations are here already, running concurrently with this base note of samatha. The kindness, the care, the generosity, the dignity, the respect, many, many things. Samatha, what is the subjective sense as it starts to come about? In your location, there is a sense of steadiness, of some kind of aliveness running through this arena. We sense that we're not stuck. It has a feeling that's good. It doesn't have to be dramatically good, but it is well. There's a well-being to that in a very subtle way sometimes. Why? Because it is nourishing and the heart is hungry for real nourishment. Why? Because it is healing. It allows a lot of wholeness and healing and coming together of parts that have been fragmented. Why? Because it is a basis for any insight and investigation to go deep. So how does this cultivation of samatha come together? We know we cannot just switch it on. We cannot buy it from the shelf. We cannot point to it and say, it's mine. It comes about through different conditions coming together. It's like a woven abiding. We know that it needs our attention. Our attention applied and sustained. Learning how to linger with our attention, with this whole arena of the body. We know that it helps if the heart is available. Our sensitive, touchable, vulnerable heart. We're not only vulnerable to harm, we're vulnerable to the depths. We're vulnerable to our deeper natures. We're vulnerable to the beauties of what is possible for the human chitta, the heart-mind. What can we expect as we carry this program through the retreat, as we carry this bass note through the retreat, or this bass part in a choir, this ostinato that's kind of keeping going all the way through as all the other cultivations come into harmony? We can expect, I think, most of us, that we will learn a lot about effort. We will learn about when we're coming in too tight, because when we come in too tight, it doesn't conduce to abiding. We will learn when we're a little bit too slack and vague and a little bit lost the crispness. We will learn that spectrum of forcing or spacing out. We will see ourselves in different places along that, and we will see that, and that is good news, because then we have the possibility to apply ourselves again. We may expect to see hindrances arise. The hindrances are hindrances to samatha. So don't be surprised, expect along the way, although we do not need to look for them, that as we intend to this cultivation of this abiding, then dust gets kicked up, sometimes of aversion. Anywhere but here, please. Get me out of here. The hindrance of desire for something other than this. Oh, the fantasy of the appealing thing. The sleepiness. We get subtle. Many of us switch off. Can we keep the brightness going as it gets more quiet? Can we switch up the brightness volume as we get more quiet? The hindrance of restlessness. Kind of too much energy for our, you know, ants in our pants, kind of. Can we widen with that? Open to all that energy, give it room. Let it come to ground, let it fill the body. Let it open us. And the hindrance we may see of doubt, of just kind of spinning in the mind of, oh, I doubt I can do it, I doubt this place, I doubt the teaching, I doubt. And it kind of like flattens our heart. So we may see those, but we do not need to look for them, really. We may also expect that we cultivate a lot of patience along the way. And we also can expect to see along the way loveliness, ease, okayness, even a little bit of pleasure. And this is really important to notice in the small ways this may arise as we intend to cultivate attentiveness with the body. What kind of things? Many of you will know. But as you're attending with the breath and the body, breathing in, breathing out, at times you will notice a harmonization. You're just a little bit more together. Or a lot more together. And it's not dramatic necessarily, but something is kind of okay, really okay. You're not looking for something else. You're not dying to get out of here. You're not doubting everything. Something is really okay. And many of us will be trained to overlook that okayness because it is not in the survival programs, right? It's not a threat or a something we can, you know, eat. Or so to tune our attention when something is deeply okay, it's like we're learning how to pick up that radio station that speaks to us of here, that speaks to us of more depth, more possibility, more okayness, more ease. It might be just a tiny pocket in the belly or the heart or the body. It's like, oh yeah, this is okay, wow. Can I breathe with that? Can I linger into that? Can I rest with that? Can I appreciate that? Can I kind of bring my attention very gently to really enjoy that? And this is very different than grasping. We will also see that spectrum, of course, you know, unless we're completely new, most of us will have seen that, right? Something becomes okay and we go, oh, great, got it. And then there's grasping and it shuts down and we flatten and the spirit goes out of it and, you know, we're spinning again. But we can learn that spectrum of where there is an appreciation for something that is really okay and offer our attention there as a building of the resource, as a building of the muscle, as a building of the samatha. Samatha is built. It is constructed. It comes together when we pay attention in certain ways. So if you are trained normally to look out for what's wrong in your life or even in your meditation practice, you know, that can be helpful at times, but it can also become a habit of going to where the problem is, of going to where the contraction is, the issue is, It's very skillful to learn how to be with that, and that is indeed part of our practice, but it is also part of our practice to be able to turn to what is the wholesome ease born of unification. This is an ease, a pleasure not to be feared, to be cultivated. So looking out for that, not kind of with eagle eyes of like, oh, where is it? How can I grab it? But when you're there, you're with your breath, you're with your body, and something is softening, and it's not dramatic, and your belly relaxes a bit, can you sustain and linger there? Open and wide, and maybe it wants to fill. Maybe it wants to spread. Maybe it wants to open you. So with the samatha cultivation, there we give ourselves a frame. So for meditation exercises, we need to know what are we doing for this half an hour and what are we not doing for this half hour, right? Because minds and hearts, the chitta, can present a million things to pay attention to. I don't know about a million, but you know, it's probably infinite kinds of things, thoughts, feelings, sensations, problems to solve, issues to arrange, poems to write, songs to sing, you know, important world issues I have to solve. Yes, yes, some very important things, some less important things. For the period of this practice, they are not in the frame. In the frame is this body, and finding out what ways of paying attention to breath and body allow the steadying, the deepening, the gathering, the harmonizing of this arena. So that kind of clarity is a real favor to yourself. Right now, this is in the frame. And when the mind presents, yeah, but what about this thing? You say, thank you. Not now, my love. I'll get to you. But right now, we're cultivating this. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just saying right now, this is the intention. Within the frame, we can have mini frames. So a frame, I think, like artists or photographers, or you know, you know what's in your frame. The body and attention. And then within that, there are many ways of attention, paying attention to the body. So I offer a couple, and then I will guide us in to some meditative exercises to support our cultivation of samatha. And just one word, if there are persistent emotions that kind of keep knocking hard, we bow, acknowledge, say, yes, I see you. And can I come and include that? We will find that in the body, the kind of tightening of fear, the maybe the moistness of sorrow, maybe the fieriness of agitation, can we come to the body? Breathe there. We're not doing a major investigation into the mind state right now. We're allowing the mind to come into the heart and the heart to rest into the body, widening around the jumpy or flat emotion. Breathing in with it. Breathing out through that in the body. I've got you, my love. If there's more to see, we will get there later. But right now, we're cultivating this resource because this, in the long run, will serve us better. So the frame is the body. And attention, we know, can have, I'm going to say broadly, three apertures. We can zoom in on things really close, a focalized attention. And that can be very skillful at times. At times it can become a habit, like the habit to just kind of fixate. Yeah. We can widen attention so that it's not even attending seemingly to anything and become really, 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 really wide and vast, open awareness. And we could say there's a kind of middle aperture that is not really honed in nor really, really wide, but that includes and is this frame of your body and the kind of bubble around your body, this middle lens of this whole body. Right. And that is the frame we invite this morning. At times you can focalize in, for sure, but know that you're doing that and that you're not just involuntarily like fixating, yeah, on the sensation or the breath. See if we can maintain an awareness of the whole frame, this whole field, this pulsing, alive, subtle body. And within this first exercise, I will guide us with the breath and the breathing so we can be aware of the frame and within the frame, the breathing body as a way to steady, to sustain, to really, really stay. It is in staying that we deepen in anything. Okay. So just open your eyes for a sec. Many people, and I included, find it useful to remember this middle frame of the body by using my hands at times to remind my body, remind my mind that this is the frame today, right? So I just invite you now to do this with hands. It's not just a children's version of meditation. There's a long history of letting our energy and our energy body be known through the hands, so bringing the hands in front of the chest and drawing with your hands over the skull, down the sides of the skull, in a way drawing a cloak of care around this body, a cloak of loving attention around the legs. And even though you can't get under your backside, imagine it scoops under the place you're sitting and up behind you, like an egg shape. And let this be really soft and elastic, a really light idea, It's not a rigid thing. It's a way of paying attention. It's not better or worse, but we need a frame, or our mind will pick up anything that is offered. Yeah? So you can come back to this, both the idea of this bubble, the concept, oh yeah, this is the frame today, this is my agreement, just for this morning. There will be a little, maybe an image in your mind's eye of your body sitting here, maybe in a nice little soft egg, a soft cloak of care. Use that image. Yeah, lightly, like Ginny's laughing with it. Yeah, like a soft cloak of care. Why not? Why not? And then within that, we learn to touch that, the felt sense, the breath, the feel, the aliveness, the steadiness. Okay. So please take your seat upright and gentle. Knowing the frame for this exercise this morning. Remembering this cloak of care, this bubble, this soft and elastic bubble around you, within which your body is allowed to sit and feel their weight. Give your weight back to the seat. The flesh of your buttocks inside of that bubble, plonk, on the seat, thighs available, hips, belly, chest, arms, space under the arms, your hands soft and available. And imagine with me the back of your skull, as if your bones in your skull could soften and open a little bit to this cloak of care. And if cloak of care is too much of a stretch for you, just open to the space behind you. Let your belly take up the room it takes up. Soft, elastic. And if attention to the body is fraught for you, you are welcome to. And you may find ease by opening a little bit more to the space around the body. Just at the edges, at the periphery. A little bit the soft and elastic edges. So you don't have to come in so close if that makes you very, very tense or fraught. Okay. Exercise one. The frame within the frame. Asking your body, how would you like to breathe right now? What would be a comfortable breath for you, dear body? And wait. Wait until your body answers through showing you the breath. So you are backing off, you're not jumping on the breath. You are a gracious host. The breath is the guest. And you ask the guest, how would you like to breathe right now, my love? And if my love is too much, just how would you like to breathe? Pausing and waiting for the body to respond. They know how to breathe. Let them show you and stay with them as you breathe. In. Steady as you breathe out. All the way Let your body lead all the way to the end of the out-breath. As it disappears into the quiet, can you stay? And for a few minutes, let that question be implicit. How would you like to breathe right now, my love? Pause. Let the intelligence of your body show you how they would like to breathe in. And how they would like to breathe out. And as they breathe out, as you breathe out, staying, sustaining, willing, all the way to where breath is not perceptible. And know that place. Gracious host. To intelligent guest, how would you like to breathe? Sustaining the inquiry with a light touch. Awake to your body as you breathe in. Very lightly balancing the effort. Do you need a little more? Do you need a little less? And as you sense the breathing, you may very lightly notice the background of that whole arena of your body, very lightly as a whole field. Alive, just here. Pulsing. You might notice the effect of breathing in the whole arena of the body. Let the frame within the frame be simple. Breathing in and knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out. Knowing that you're breathing out. When you notice that your attention has narrowed through habit, stretch open the lens, the hands, the cloak, the egg, widen the arena, the aperture, coming to the frame of the whole body. Like stretching open bubblegum. Or a balloon. And if you notice your attention has collapsed, fixated, narrowed just through habit, you've lost contact with the background, the wider body, stretch open the lens again. Many, many, many times this will happen. Just stretching open the aperture. Stretching out bubblegum. Using the hands. The idea. The felt sense. And breathing in, and breathing out.
This morning there will be further group meetings.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.